Thank you for calling El Conde Spa. Please press 1 if you are a new client, or press 2 if you are an existing client.
Hello, this is Pete. How can I help you?
Hi, Pete. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing good. And you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. I was following up regarding your account and the past due balance. We're still having trouble processing it.
My problem is that I haven't get any jobs, and I don't feel like I want to pay for something that I'm not even getting jobs. I mean, it's frustrated paying for something that, you know, that I'm not even getting jobs. I mean, it's depends
on
people.
You and I discussed this before, and how the account's not performing because you have some bad reviews. Did you work on getting the reviews up in the meantime and getting some more 5-star ratings?
No, I haven't. I don't know how to do that. I wish I knew how to do that. And you know, I thought that I was going to be able to get jobs, you know, and I already spent like $700 and something. And, you know, and it's ridiculous that I only got 3 jobs so far. And it's, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I have my own customers.
So the problem is that in I understand what you're saying, Pete, but in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you did agree to an automatic renewal each month on the 17th, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So I know I adjusted your past due balance to $149, and last we spoke, you had agreed to pay that. But now we're in the situation that in 10 days, it's going to reoccur another $149 charge, and eventually it's going to affect your business and your credit according to the terms, right? So if you want to cancel, you know, I can absolutely do it, but right now we'd still have to collect that one payment that was due on July 17th. That one's past due. And again,
I didn't get no jobs. It's like paying for something that you didn't get nothing. It's just because, you know, you guys got me right there, and I'm not getting any jobs. I mean, it's, you know, you and I know that it's really, really crazy right now. It's so slow, everything, that practically nobody's getting work. I mean, I have a lot of friends that they're on everything, and they still are not getting jobs. Because people, they don't want to spend money, but, you know, I understand, you know, that you guys want to get paid, but you guys get paid for something that I'm getting paid, but getting paid for something that I'm not even making money, you know, it's crazy. You know, I decide to go with the $249 because, you know, you guys told me, yeah, you're going to open your Facebook, you're going to get jobs, you're going to be busy. And blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I wait 1 month. I wait 2 months. I wait 3 months. And it's still, I mean, I'm in August. I haven't get any job from you guys. I mean,
so
I don't know what kind
thing,
of.
So here's the thing, Pete. I want to explain to you one thing, is that you haven't paid us since June 16th, right? So that's almost 2 months. Now, the website's still up and running, the call tracking number is still working, you're still getting phone calls through that, you're still on Google, you're still on Bing, you're still on all the popular directories, right? So all of that
I haven't
is
get
fluid,
any calls.
But the reason you're not getting any calls is that Google changes the algorithms daily, right? And I've seen it happen as frequent as 5 to 6 to 7 times in 1 day, but because you're going on almost 2 months without paying us, our technicians don't do any type of algorithm updates while an account is in suspension. So from July 17th until now, none of those updates are being performed because your account's in a past due balance status, right? So had that not happened, I mean, you would have seen an explosion of results by now, But because it's in a past due status, I mean, you're not taking advantage of the book of business that's in your backyard right now. You know what I mean?
No, I know what you mean. Mm-hmm. But what I don't understand is, well, probably you don't understand that it's frustrated to pay money when you're not making money. You know, that's, and I totally understand, you know, that I have to have 5 stars and this and that. But anyway, still, I got customers that I don't have no complaints with them or anything. And they don't call because everything is so slow. Everything is really slow. And, you know, I get more jobs by my own than trying to pay somebody to help me to get more jobs. See, this is what I try to do. I try to create more work for the company so I, mm-hmm. so I can be better. But I'm not being better. I'm being worse because I'm spending money and I'm not getting calls. I mean, I don't know how did you guys track the calls. I don't get not even a call. Somebody saying, hey, how much did you charge for a service call or how much? Nothing. Not even to ask. I get a lot of calls for people try to sell me, you know, advertisement and all that. Probably. That's the calls that you have registered there. But there is one thing that you guys have to understand. Mm-hmm. It's frustrating to keep paying money when you're not making money. Okay, that's...
I understand that. That's why we gave you the option to cancel without having any charges before July 17th.
No, I told you that I wasn't getting any jobs. That was your answer,
yeah,
right there.
But you and I spoke on 7/25, which was already 8 days past the payment was due, right? So that's
no. We talked like 2 weeks. A week and a half. I have your text right here, and I told you that I was frustrated because I didn't get. I already spent $750. Who's gonna give me that money back? You tell me who. Who's going to give me the money that I already spent and I haven't get any jobs? Who is responsible for that? I want to know who is responsible for that. You guys are making me responsible that I'm supposed to cancel, but who can I make responsible for not getting any jobs?
Look at it like this, okay? I signed up for a gym membership before, and I stopped going, and I forgot that I was paying for it, right? And then one day I went in to cancel, and they had already charged me for the month, right? And I said, why did you charge me for the month? I didn't get any benefit from your gym. I haven't been here since last year, right? And they said, because when you signed up, you signed an agreement that had you agree to a month-to-month service. And that's the problem. If you weren't getting jobs and you wanted to cancel without having to pay, absolutely call us, you know, within 3 business days of the 17th. We cancel it out and you don't have any charges, right? But in your case, that didn't happen. You and I talked about the past due amount after the fact when it was already due. You know, and I'm not supposed to reduce it from 249 to 149, but I did in your case just to kind of help you out, you know. She called you on July 14th wanting you to help her with her hot tub. I heard another call on the dashboard before that with a man named, let me listen to it real quick, Lauren Josh in Goodyear. He was wanting you to come out and do some work. Then prior to that, there was, let me listen to this call. This was on July. I'm just going by the ones that happened in July, right? So let's hear this one.
No, I got a couple calls and some customers, they canceled. They said that they just want to hold on. They want to hold on. So that's probably the one that you're talking about, the one
so
in Surprise.
Scott Montilla, on July 9th, the spa in my home isn't working. He called you then. There was another call from Phoenix on June 29th. They didn't leave a message. There was another one on June 29th. It says no answer. Another one, so there's plenty of calls on the dashboard, even in the last 2 months. There's 10 leads.
But a lot of people, they're trying to sell me. some stuff.
None of these calls that I just listened to was someone trying to sell you something. I do see you got a call from Gavin at Town Square. He's trying to sell you something, and that was on July 16th. But other than that call, there's not one person on this dashboard that called you trying to sell you something. It was all people calling you about a hot tub, about a pump, about a spa. It was people that were calling you for services. So I just went in and I listened to those calls. So, you know, and that's the whole thing is that, you know, the service is working. And in my eyes, it's even a miracle that you're getting those calls considering you have some, you know, one-star ratings on Google, you know, and you have a 2.3 overall. I think it's kind of miraculous that you're even getting service calls. But the reality is that you are getting
Forward me. Email me those calls, and I'm going to call those customers because I didn't get those calls. See, this is what's going on with the system that you guys have.
I just listened to them. You talked to them. You said, hello, this is Pete. You talked to them. I just listened to the calls.
Yeah.
So I can give you the phone numbers if you want to look in the records, you know, but I just listened to those calls, and you definitely talked to these people. So let me look at one more section here. Hold on. So,
how much I owe right now? 149?
Yeah, just 149. And what I'm going to do is push the next billing out 30 days because I absolutely don't want you to pay 149 and then pay again on the 17th, right? So we can get that.
Yeah, because that happened to me last time. You know, I talked to somebody. They push it to the 30, and then right at the 17, they charged me $250. It was $500, like not even in 1 month apart. I was like, what the hell is going on?
I see that.
So mad because.
I see that, Pete. I see you paid on May 31st, and then it charged you again on June 17th. So what I can do is I will push the next billing out 30 days, which takes us to September 6th. But on top of that, I'll give you an extra 2 weeks for free on the back end, which will give you till September 20th. Now, do me that one favor is, you know, between now and September 20th, I know that if you go on your dashboard and you listen to these calls and you see the results that you're getting, you're probably going to want to keep it. But if you don't, no problem. Just make a note to yourself maybe around the 10th of September to, you know, come back and evaluate it. And if you don't want to continue, call us that day, and that way we'll cancel it and you won't have any further charges, right? But that way, you'll at least get more bang for your buck out of what you're already paying. You know what I mean?
Okay. Well, I'm gonna do that. If I see that I'm not getting calls, I will make a note to cancel on the 10th.
Yes, okay. Absolutely. Yeah, that's what you should do too, because I don't want you paying for something that's not working either, you know, so definitely do that. And then for that past due payment, is it still the same billing address on North 73rd Drive?
Yes.
That's 9105.
And I'm only going to pay $149. I'm not going to pay more than that.
Absolutely.
Okay?
You're just paying $149. I have your invoice set at that, so you're not going to pay a penny over that, okay?
Okay, let me give you the number. I got 4312.
Okay.
3160.
1489.
Expiration? 0730.
And then the code?
291.
Okay. So, you mentioned that you don't know how to get some more reviews. Are you pretty good at, like, checking your email and whatnot, or do you want me to explain it to you, how to use that reviews email real quick, because I'm going to resend it to you?
Yeah, this is what happened with two of the customers that I talked to, they text me their information, and I have no idea where that information went, or how can I check for the information. You know, I saw that you guys give my number, and they can text to my number that information, and I know, you guys try to control everything using your guys' number and all that, but if I don't have the access, or maybe I didn't understand how to, if you can email me, okay, this is what you, when you talk to a customer and the customer agree that he wants to do the repair and he texts you his information, you check here at this number or open the website or do this. So that way I know, because I got to call the customer. I gotta find their real number because they're calling me from your guys' number. And I have to find them, the tracking number. And then I have to, and I look so stupid, like, can you text me your information to this number? No, I already did. No, but to my personal number. And, you know, and that looks really weird because they think, like, who in the world I'm talking to?
I understand. You know, so if you download the Local Splash app on your phone, I can show you how to log into it. And then when people text you to the call tracking number, you'll get those notifications through the app. So let me just look for your login so I can email it to you again. Let's see here. Login credentials to advanced report. So I just sent you, and then do you have an Apple or an Android phone?
I have an Apple phone, the iPhone 16. Apple.
Good. Okay, so if you look into the App Store, you can just search Local Splash.
Nope.
And then download it. Right now
I'm working. I'm taking lunch really quick. I'm working. Yeah, I do it after work. Okay.
Okay. So, once you download the app, you'll log in using the username and password that I just emailed you. And that's going to show you everybody that's replied via text on that call tracking number. And then moving forward, you can reply through there. But if you have any problems logging on, just feel free to call us, and then we'll, like you said, explain it to you later, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. And you are all good to go till September 20th. I fixed that next invoice so you won't get any charges in between, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right.
Okay.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
All
right. Nice talking to you.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye.
Me too. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.